Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Jim, you're a flog.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Jeez, you're an idiot. Sucked in. I'm so glad that backfired.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, Monday, of course, we feel good. Nice day, too. And some nice weather coming up this week. Certainly looking forward to that, fat boy. Now, listen, this show, Mark Stevens going to join us, of course, from the Seven Network. A bit to discuss with him, too, because the fixture's out. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But Steve-O joins us. So does Mick Molloy, of course, Kennedy Molloy with this station. But also the front bar, we need to find out from Mick whether that is going to make a reappearance this week. Hello to you, Monday Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy, and not bad for a Monday. We've all had a big weekend on the frothy, so we all turn up a bit second-hand.
We do.
I'm just looking at, what are we, 6:04 or 8?
Yes.
And it's 15 degrees, so it's not bad,
nice.
Is it?
Nice.
Beautiful day. It's been a beautiful day. Hello, Ryan Warren.
Somebody tried to go out this Roker. Wow. Man, that's totally unnecessary. You don't take shots on kickers.
Antoine Barnes taking the shot on Roka. Welcome to the National Football League.
Roka.
A little different from is Aussie
that,
football.
Sav Roka. Yeah. It is. Sav Roka, and they're calling him Roka.
Yeah, Saverio Roka.
Someone tried to take a shot on him.
He kicked it and got smashed behind play.
And you don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
Because it'd be 50 metres downfield. Probably not.
Now, what's going on, please?
Jimmy,
the fixture is out. I want it explained by you.
Well, it's the first and the next four rounds, Jim. So round two, three, four, and five, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
And I'll give you the first couple of games,
right,
Jim.
Go on. You're going to explain the fixture to me.
Yes, I am. Right. Collingwood v Richmond MCG, June 11. Thursday night, Jim.
Gets us restarted.
Friday night, have a listen to this blockbuster. Geelong Hawthorn at GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, down the highway.
First time Hawthorn have been there in 14 years.
Jeez.
14 years, Jim.
Righto, so that's a very good start.
That's a good bang bang. Then we got Brisbane and Freo at the Gabba. Carlton, Melbourne, Emma Cagia.
Yes.
Adelaide, Port Adelaide. Now, that's the big one, of course, in Adelaide. It's Port Adelaide's 150th year this year.
Right,
not
yes.
in the comp, but yeah. And then we go Gold Coast, West Coast, up at the hub.
Fat.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to explain the fixture, not just read it out.
Well, I'm telling you.
All you're doing is just one game after another. I'd predict that the next one you'd go with is probably GWS North Melbourne in Sydney.
How are the Kangas going to go there up there at Giant Stadium?
Very, very tough assignment. Well, I think that's what's called a poo sandwich, that one. Thanks very much, Trav Old.
Without the bread.
It hasn't got any bread attached. And then Sydney, Essendon, and St Kilda the Dogs. So there's your first round.
Yeah.
We'll get to Steve-O as to why, where,
that's
how,
right.
and who. But, yes, that's
you know, well, you know what else, Jim? In rounds, well, down the track a bit, rounds three and four, we have double headers at the Metricon.
That's amazing.
So there'll be a game at 1:05. That'll finish about, 3:30? And then the next game's not till 6:05. So 2.5 hours to just wipe it down and get it all nice, free of germs.
Yes. Now, Fat, speaking of poo sandwiches with not a lot of bread to wash it down, Triple M footy Saturday afternoon.
What?
Brisbane Freo.
Oh, is that our first game, is it? Let me have a look.
On, Fat.
Brisbane Freo at the Gabba.
At the Gabba. Oh. Now, we can't travel, of course, so we'll be calling that from our studio, which is going to have to be until they open up the borders. But, Fat, a studio call of Brisbane Fremantle.
Jim, you better study up those names and numbers.
Come on, Fat. Oh,
what's
you
and doing, Fittingham?
Oh, come on, you. You're better than that.
Come on,
you're better than that. All right, what else is going on, please?
I'll tell you what else. Oh, the Big Freeze number six. We're up to six in the Big Freeze. There's something happening. It's a nice challenge. It'll be Queen's birthday weekend, June 8. But we'll let Steve-O talk about that, because that's going to be on Channel 7 for an hour. I'll give you some NRL. The NRL returns this Thursday night, Jim.
Nice.
That's round, what, three, I think it is for them. Mm-hmm. So they're away. Brisbane Broncos are hosting Parramatta at Suncorp, Jim.
Oh, you go straight into Rabs Warren. No, you can't do NRL without it.
But the only game we care about, Jim, is Melbourne Storm taking on the Canberra Raiders at Amy Park. So good luck to their Storm boys.
Yes, bloody oath.
And they had a other team's colours day, you know, where you wear another jumper or who you support from another code.
Our man.
Guess, look at Smithy. Look at Smithy, who looks 78, Cameron Smith, and he wore a Hawks jumper.
I know. I said, I follow him on Instagram, I said embarrassing, and he liked the comment.
Did he? He is a nuffie. We know that. I tell you, he looks like Jordan Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He has got a bit of Geordie Lewis about him. Yeah.
Like that, yeah. Also, a bit of golf, Jim, your game.
Oh, now
what
I
about
love this?
This is the match number two. Mm-hmm. It's Tiger Woods and Phil Man Boobs Mickelson.
Well, not anymore. He's muscled up, Man Boobs.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. He's got a very different shape to him these days.
All right. Still left-handed? Mm-hmm.
Still left-handed, yeah. Thank you.
And they played with the NFL superstars Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, both quarterbacks. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So,
and it came down to the wire, but Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning held off Mickelson and Brady. But have a listen to this shot from the one and only Tom Brady.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no, I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Oh, go in!
Yeah!
Goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
That's Charles Barkley, by the way, on the commentary, Jim. That's a nice shot. I didn't see. Did you see any of it?
Didn't see it, but I saw the great Tom Brady also rip the ass out of his pants.
I see that just been over, which I was talking to a couple of girls this morning, Jim, and we've all put on weight, and you can't do your jeans up.
Are you speaking for yourself?
I tell you, as in the room here. The old elephant over there in the room. If you put on wraps, Brian?
Yeah.
You got old moon face.
Face, but on your cover.
Dish face.
No, right.
Hey, by the way,
push on.
Yes.
The match two, the golf game, raised $20 million for COVID. So well done to those boys. Yeah. Soccer, good. Jim, my game.
Oh, no.
The world game, the round ball, the back of the onion.
Where are we talking here?
German game over there, Jim. And it was at a stadium where obviously no supporters can go along.
No.
So they play. See what they did, the home team?
Yeah. What's the team called?
The team's called Barissera. They put up 12,000, I say it again, 12,000 cardboard cutouts.
Well, we said this on our show.
We did.
Remember that? A couple of weeks ago we said that's what we should do here.
Well, they paid $32 each, the fans, or 19 euros. And you get your head there and you're in the stand. I don't mind
Brilliant.
It.
Borussia, I like it too.
Mönchengladbach.
München. That means Munich. No, not Jim.
I think that game was played in Sweden.
No.
I'm pretty confident that this game, even though it's the German Bundesliga,
it's Mönchen.
I'm pretty sure.
München
is. It was the game. Well, Bill.
There it is. And that's a pretty comprehensive wrap. Also, Daniel Andrews has announced further easing of the restrictions, Jim. So if you want to go to a holiday park, I've never seen. Imagine Jim.
A caravan park.
You want to hitch the caravan up, Jim, and away you go. You can do that now. Camping grounds. Also, beauty parlours. So girls can go in and get a wax. That'll be
interesting. Hey, Mark Stevens going to join us, and so is Mick Malloy. Yeah. Big rush hour coming your way.
Big.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour at JB and Billy.
And from Channel 7 and helps us out occasionally, Jim Dunne, Mark Stevens, who's a star. Yes. Steve-o, thanks for joining us, mate. And it's all about the fixture.
It is. We just had a Zoom meeting with Travis Auld, the fixer guru. That's the way of the times. But a lot of twists and turns in this fixture, guys. A lot of stories, including Richmond. Mm. They have to play West Coast on the Gold Coast in round 5 on a Thursday night. So that sums up this bizarre world we live in.
I think at the top there, just appeal to the masses. You've got a couple of blockbusters to start. Collingwood, obviously, and Hawthorn involved, Richmond involved. So the big clubs, Geelong, they're throwing them in at the top of the restart, Steve-o.
Yeah, and they've got a showdown as well. So they're going hard early, talking to Travis Old. They're not going to keep their powder dry and wait for crowds. They just think, well, let's just get it kick-started with all the big matches in round two, three, and four. And a lot of the slots, so the key slots are taken up by the big clubs, of course, and GWS, so the Bulldog rival will be in round three as well.
Oh, yeah.
On a Friday night.
The Cats will be happy, mate. They got three out of the first four at GMHBA.
And they have, and it's confirmed again today that every home game Geelong will be down at the Cattery, which makes sense, doesn't it? And Chris Scott's lobbying's obviously paid off. If you've got no crowds, Billy.
Yeah.
Why not play down there? Because, you know, that's I think that's fair enough. So I'll be backing them to make top four. Now, they never lose down there on that narrow ground, Billy.
They never do. They just struggle a bit in the MCG. Also, a couple of double headers I see at Metricon.
Yeah, they're slotting in some double headers as well. And the interesting thing about the Perth sides is they've got the four games up there, but only one of those will be considered an away game.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad deal either, is it, really? So that their hub sort of play each other. And because, you know, Gold Coast played Port in the first round, that's the only reason why Richmond has to venture up there, because they sort of couldn't quite do the full hub because they've already played one of those matchups. But it's interesting, the Tigers won. I think if you're a Richmond supporter, you know, you're probably a bit flat having to go up there, although Travis Auld said that you'd rather play them, play them up there than in Perth.
That is true. Who loses out of this four-round draw?
Well, I'm just having a look at it. I reckon the Saints probably a bit flat. They don't. Just having a quick look at it, JB, they don't appear to be on any free-to-air TV, so not a lot of Channel 7 action on the main station. And the AFL's made it clear, really, to clubs that you have to perform if you want to stay on the big stage. So they put them on notice. They've got 4 weeks now to perform. If they don't play a good brand of footy, you know, you can slip out to off-Broadway pretty quickly this year, I think, on a shortened season. And of course, the concern is if you go 0-2 or 0-3, JB,
ooh,
you're just about out the back door in a 17-game game.
Yeah, it's hard to get back from there. Tell us about the double headers.
Yeah, they're filling with a few double headers as well, and that rolls into a 6 o'clock start, which is interesting, isn't it? Don't you think the 6:10 start in footy now on a Sunday night?
Sunday night, yeah.
So they're obviously testing that out as far as they'll be Fox games. But do you think that can work going forward in that time slot? It's a funny one, isn't it? I'd probably prefer a little bit later so you can sit down and have a look.
Yeah, but no crowds, no kids getting there, getting home for school the next day and things like that. So they're testing it like the Thursday nights, I suppose. What about also your Channel 7? They're going to broadcast the Big Freeze number 6. Tell us about that.
They are Queen's birthday. It won't be, I believe it won't be a slide, obviously, but they've put the challenge out to every club to name a player to come up with a certain ice challenge, and that's whether to do a bucket challenge or whatever they want. So I think that'll all be videoed and pulled together. I think this is a good one, Billy, don't you? Who would you get down at the Cattery? Gary Ablett Jr.?
No, you'd get someone that was a bit out there.
Tom Stewart?
Gary Rowan?
I'd get Jack Stephen to just come in and do something, or skate around on the ice or something like that. That'd be
we're gonna ask you about Jack Stephen next. We need to take a break. But before we do, Steve-O, they've done bloody well with the beanies, is my understanding. Even with no footy, the beanies have flown off the shelves of Coles.
Oh, they have. And what a great innovation to put them in the supermarket there. I think they're well ahead of they have in previous years, and that's without any footy. And we haven't had the usual hype around it. So well ahead of expectation. It's a revelation, to be honest, to the Big Freeze.
Coles and or Bunnings and yes. $20.
No, bloody oath. All right, let's have a break, Steve-O. We need to ask you about Jack Stephen. Also a bit of Joe Danaher next.
Ooh.
Channel 7 Chief AFL reporter Mark Stevens joins us.
Oh, he does indeed. We love Steve-O. He's up and about and he's got all the news. Just told us about the fixture, but we want to know about Jack Stephen, who actually reported to training today, which is unbelievable. And I was there, Steve-O. I didn't see you there, but I was there and I said to him...
Were you in a bin waiting for him?
I was. I said, how do you like your salad rolls?
Yeah, nice and healthy. So I'm looking forward to getting back in. Good to see the boys. So, back into it.
The club is expected to take a steady approach.
How do you like? Someone's just jumped in on your story.
That was a Channel 10 guy, mate. Channel 9. You don't want to give Braden Ingram a bit of a bump up there, but that was a good question, Billy.
He's back. That's unbelievable. It only happened last week, of course, and he's back at training. And as we know, Jim, footy clubs, they're fantastic like this. The boys all want to see him. He'll be in good care, and he just wants to get back for a bit of banter too, I reckon.
Oh, no doubt. And I think, he looked pretty positive and healthy, as he said. And the wound can't have been too bad. So obviously he's had some issues to work through, but he could be a chance to get up for round two. We've still got a couple of weeks, and the Cats have certainly backed him in. And I reckon he's going to be a handy pickup if he can just get himself right, because players who move clubs have a history in their first year at a new club are just turning it on, Billy.
Yep.
Tell us about Joe Danaher. So much speculation about whether he will be with the Bombers beyond this year, whether he'll play footy in the next 17 rounds. Where's he at?
Well, we spotted him again today. He came out on the track. It was after lunch, but didn't do a lot, again, to really inspire any confidence. So he looks a fair way off. Do you think there's a chance that he's just keeping cooling his jets, keeping it low-key, just preparing to pack his bags as a fresh...
Well, Jim reckons that. Well, Jim was talking about that last week. Jim, I reckon you nearly started all this.
No, I just said if I was the Essendon list management people, Steve-O, and I had my time again, would I look at taking what was on offer this, during the trade period last year? Because, I mean, they had no way of knowing that this whole COVID-19 thing was going to strike us. But I don't know. They won't get as much for him if he leaves as a restricted free agent.
No, for sure. And I think it's pretty obvious, don't you think, guys, that he'll be in Sydney next year? I think he's just getting his head around that. He needs a change. And I think he'd be a handy player in a fresh environment. And we saw John Patton last year, a bit of a different one. He sort of warehoused himself, didn't he?
He did.
He could have come back in about round 15, but he thought, no, I'll get myself right, move to a new club. Perhaps that could happen with Joe Danaher. Of course, he's out there doing his best, but why would you sort of risk yourself at the moment if you're looking to move on, boys?
And if you're not 100%, he's got to be right when he comes back. Now, contact training today for all the AFL clubs started, and you were down at Collingwood, and they tell me it was fair dinkum. It was hot.
Yeah, it was a mini practice game, sort of four quarters by 15 minutes, bucks. This is the new world of footy with no development coaches, and, of course, our good mate Brad Gotch is not there. Buddha Hocking's not there. Yeah. Pebbles. Rocker, he's still stood down. So Bucks was umpiring, throwing the ball up in the middle. And, they went at it hard. I think they're ahead of most clubs, the way they're really rolling the dice in many ways. I think the Pies are just having a crack and deciding, well, we're just going to go full tilt here because it was full contact, a bit windy. The skills were a bit rough, but pretty impressive, I thought.
So you're saying they're ahead, whereas Bucks was the one that said he's worried about only having 3 or 4 weeks leading.
Yeah, you might be worried, but I think they're just saying, let's just come out all guns blazing. They're certainly not conservative in the way they're going about. I reckon they were out there for longer than 2 hours and went very hard at it. It's only Treloar and Greenwood, who've both got little calf injuries that are a concern. So as a mature team, Billy, I think the Pies, they're primed. They'll give the Tigers a shake round two.
Now, Steve-O, we keep hearing with the Nine and Fox deal for the NRL about to be announced long-term, all the rest of it, we keep hearing that the broadcast deal with the AFL is going to be extended. You're a Seven man. Tell us what's going on there, please.
Well, I think things are chugging away, JB, but, not getting a lot of love from Lewis Martin. The boss is keeping very tight-lipped on it. And I tried him for a fixture leak or two, too, in recent days. Very tight-lipped.
You got to talk to Brian.
Yeah, you got to go to Lewis through Brian.
Brian wakes up next to him.
Yeah, what, Brian Royal?
No, BT.
Brian.
Brian knows everything about it.
Oh, he would, mate. He did the fixture, didn't he? But no, we can't get a lot of detail. But I think the partnership between Seven and AFL, you'd know this, JB, is pretty solid.
Yep.
I mean, it's not quite a loving, but it's a very harmonious relationship, and I can't see it ending.
When he's not chopping down trees illegally, Brian, he's there. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh, yeah. The applause.
Crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd noise. Noise crowd, same thing.
Yeah, Steve-O? It's not canned applause. We can't call it that. It's a synthetic, maybe, crowd noise that's sort of structured. We had Hollywood experts get involved, specialists. I forget his name, but Lewis said there was someone in Hollywood. and then we've sort of merged it all together, and there'll be a DJ or a sound mixer there. There will be. You have a hand on a knob or a twist. He'll twist it.
A knob just asked that question.
Yeah, he'll twirl it as the atmosphere builds and we get towards goal, and he'll tone it back at the right. So he's a very powerful man in round one, the sound effects guy. So.
DJ Oatsy.
I think it works, though. It's more of a hum, and it's a subtle thing, guys. Just to get
it'll be brilliant, Steve-O. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think it's going to work perfectly.
And you wait
till you get hold of the Seven product, fat boy. You'll find it'll be superb.
Where's Bruce going to call from, Steve-O?
in Adelaide somewhere. I think he's been doing a great job on the racing. I've been watching too much racing, probably, with no footy on. Yeah. But, no, he's been doing a good job there, so I think that'll happen remotely, and it'll be smooth as silk as usual with Big Brian involved.
Brian. Thank you, Brian. All right, Steve-O, great chatting to you. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Mark.
On your Google Home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy and Mick Malloy joins us in the studio.
In he comes. Michael Malloy, good chatting to you always.
You. And you too. Great to be amongst friends. How are we all? How are we holding up?
Oh, we're right. We're fine. We're all positive. Can't wait for the footy to restart. Yeah. We've got the go-ahead, got the fixture.
It's been a tough 6 weeks, and I kill for a route. I really would. Is it 2 minutes of my... Are you like? Are you a bit tired?
I'm with you, Cog. No, I'm not with you, Cog. I'm with you, Mick.
That's the difference between you and Bill, Mick, is he's in this situation regardless of lockdown.
Good one.
He doesn't even know when the lockdown started.
That's exactly right.
What lockdown?
1989, I think it was, Billy. Good to have football back. Good to have, is it happening? Are we going to go?
Yes, Thursday, June 11, Collingwood v Richmond, MSCG.
Right, that should... draw a crowd, I was going to say. How many's going to be there? Hang on, let me think. None.
40?
None.
But where will you watch it from? And
I will probably watch it from the car park.
Well, the bars, your pubs are back open.
Well, mate, do you know what? The only bar that's been opened in the last 6 weeks has been our set. I've been caught sneaking into Channel 7 and they turned the lights on and I was just standing there pouring pots. Where will I watch it? I will watch it probably down the coast. Do you know, I used to live in East Melbourne and I had an apartment that had a balcony that looked right over Clarendon Street. So after a Collingwood loss, I would routinely, I'd watch it on the telly and then I'd go, right, good. 10 minutes before they start all shuffling up Clarendon Street. And from the safety of my 6th-floor balcony, did I give it to them? Keep moving. Any time you'll ever be in East Melbourne. That's a Mercedes, expensive car. Probably stolen one. Keep moving.
Keep going.
So it'll be good. It'll be great. It's a good, not a bad one to kick the season off.
It'll be a bloody ripper. Two very, very good sides there. Now, speaking of the front bar, when are we back?
We are back, not next week, but the week after. So I think it's June the 4th, and there's a bit to talk about. We're going to bring you up to speed with everything that's happened since round one. The bonking ban is of particular interest to me. The AFL bonking ban, I don't know how you administer that. I know the NRL have set up a similar one. They've banned group sex. Have you seen that? Yeah, I have. So that shows how serious
they're serious.
How serious they are. We'll talk about, I don't know, maybe Geelong whinging again. The season hasn't started, mate, and you're on about the draw and having to travel to town. And
the first three games out of the first four are down at Geelong, so it worked. It worked, Mickey boy. How's Jane, by the way? She had that nasty fall, which was all... wasn't sure
she's
what
not
happened.
Quite right.
No, she's but like, now, how is she after the fall?
Not quite right. She's like, she hasn't made a complete comeback, but she's going great. She was a terrible fall. She was in a go. She fell over. It was the old absolute... You know, would have funniest home videos would have given it a run.
In a garden.
In a garden, with a camera, just homeschooling she was. And woke up in hospital with her husband Rob standing there going, are you okay?
Well, he's a doctor.
And so she'd lost her memory. It would have been funny to get there first and go, hi, Jane, wow, me and the kids are really upset. Can I borrow 10 grand?
Oh, no. Jeez, that would have not fallen nicely on Stitchy either because he's got 5 kids already to look after and Jane, you know, these days is working, so he's left doing all the work. Now he's got 6.
Well, I think he saw it as her just trying to get out of homeschooling. It's an elaborate ruse, but she got a rest. Indeed. No, she's good. Dean answered your question. She's back on deck and couldn't be happier.
Have you been paying attention?
I'm doing it tonight.
Yes, tonight.
I am doing it tonight. Well, you have to pay attention. There's not a lot else to do, is there? So I reckon I'm in pretty good shape. I'll probably go in there late.
Do you have a shave or anything?
No, I've still got my stupid hair.
Yeah, you've got your stupid hair and stupid hair on your face. That beard, that's great.
It's always a pleasure coming on. It's
just 8:45 tonight on 10.
What is this? Is this like this?
What's the roast?
What's the groups who sit you down and go through? Leading teams. I'm being leading teamed on So I'll go in there, get involved. I'll probably come home with the chockies. I like to win.
I would have thought. Well, you've got Sam Pang, your old combatant. Yeah. You've got him covered, surely.
Yeah, oh, mate, he's surprised.
Ed gets
deported.
Very serious.
Who, Ed?
Deported.
Seriously, they've got to lock down the borders. No more influx. Go home and have a bat soup, Sam Pang. That's all I'm going to say about you. He'll be there. Ed always tries to win,
I think. He does.
He thinks it takes it as a point of pride.
Yeah.
I just rock up, keep the engine running.
Yeah.
Try and get a couple off. And away I go.
I like it. Now, Mick, I'm interested in where you've spent your lockdown time because I know you're a Cape Shank man and I know you're a very, very proud member of the National Golf Club, which is one of the best golfing establishments you'll find anywhere on the planet. So how's that all gone?
It's gone great. So I was down there and that's where I've spent most of my time in isolation. But of course, the course was closed.
Yeah.
So I used to sit on my balcony and just look at it. cracking a stiffy and going, I can't get out there.
It was
so frustrating, but the minute they opened it up, we were swinging golf clubs on the first tee in the dark, waiting for it to open. You know what it's like. Once it starts. But where are you coming from today? I'm looking at you. Are you home?
Down the coast? Oh, no, what I did is I distanced myself, Mick, as far as possible away from Bill. I'm nearly in South Australia. All right, Mick, now we're looking forward to the show, obviously.
Have you been paying attention? Next week it is.
Yes.
So it'll be fun. It's good to be back.
Yes.
It's good to have the footy back. Talking footy. Yeah. And I can't wait. When do Tigers Geelong have a crack at it?
Not for the first four.
Well, good luck. Have a good year.
Oh, you don't
could go
that.
Wrong.
I love it. Have you been paying attention? 10 Network, 8:45 p.m. after MasterChef. You'll see our man Mick, of course. Tommy Gleisner in control.
Yes.
Ed Cavalier, Sam Pang. Very nice show. Thanks for that, Mick.
Good on you, mate.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M, Bill's Joke. To wrap up another show next.
Oh, here we go. I might hang around for that.
Oh, yeah. You got one, Mick? Good show for a Monday.
Beautiful. Normally, Monday's not our best.
I know.
You normally very poor on a Monday.
Jim, you've had 18 bowls of red wine over the weekend. No, you're normally dopey.
Sharp I've been today. But I'll tell you what we're doing tomorrow. We're speaking to Mark Rusciutto. Did you know this fact?
What?
In lockdown, he's had another 4 kids.
He has. He's got 12 now. Also, how many All Australians?
8.
And as Duck said, 6 on the interchange.
Oh, come on. And Duck would know that too. He would know that, Duck. So anyway, Mark Rusciutto, we love him. Big Rusciutto. We're going to speak to him tomorrow. But what we like to do, Bill, at the end of a show is just give our great family something to chortle about. Just have a little chortle about. Now, how are we going, please?
Just pad for a little bit longer.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke.
You still need us to pad?
Yeah, no, we're right. I'm just going through it.
What about that noise? He just gives it a...
Oh, hang on, I'll let you pad for a little bit. Here's 10 seconds.
Just a bit of a chat of coffee. Nothing great deal said up there, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. The separation of powers, do you endorse that at all? Or,
Separation of powers, still don't know what it is. Jim, my girlfriend said to me, I'm pregnant. I said, hi, pregnant, I'm dad.
Oh, no.
She said, no, you're not.
Oh, no. What about that? Jesus.
All right, Jim, I got another one.
Well, something that's funny.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
This baggy green belongs to?
This baggy green belongs to who?
Not to you, James Brayshaw.
Yes. Never saw that one coming, fat.
That was from Aaron. Aaron Cox sent that in.
Yeah. Oh, I've got one too.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Premiership medal.
Premiership medal who?
No. Who sent me that joke?
Oh, I love
Aaron
it, fat.
Cox.
Aaron Cox.
Aaron Cox.
Thanks, Cox. There he is. Coxie. Good on you, Coxie. I like it.
Not bad. Second one better.
I am the king of Geelong.
That's cock to me.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.